بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read the hadith in this chapter where we are encouraged to do good deeds, and that there are many various ways of doing good deeds and very simple, and the reward of them are very great and everlasting. One of them, the hadith that we read yesterday, that the Banu Salima, a tribe of the Ansar, who were living a little far from Masjid and Nabawi, they had decided to come and live close to the Masjid so that they could manage all their namazes easily with the Jamaat. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came to know of it, asked them, "Is this what you people have intended?" They happily said, "Yes, that we will be moving close to the Masjid." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised them that stay where you are, because all the steps you take coming to the Masjid, you are being rewarded for that. If you're going to be very close to a Masjid, you will take less steps, and your rewards will be also less accordingly. So stay where you are and come still all the time for namaz to the Masjid, and for every step you take, a sin is forgiven, a virtue is written, and a person's stage is raised up by Allah Ta'ala. In fact, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum appreciated this so much that they started taking small steps, so their steps could be more. So Allah give us also tawfiq to come regularly. A person who lives at a distance of the Masjid, where he can hear the adhan without the mic, without the amplifier, if he can hear the adhan, then it is wajib for him to make his namazes in the Masjid. If he's living further than that, though it is not compulsory, but it's still very, very preferable that he still comes to the Masjid for his namazes. So, with further explanation of that, the tribe of Banu Salima, the tribe that is referred to in this hadith, were a branch of the Ansar. The Ansar were the Muslims who were living in Medina Sharif from before, and they helped the Muslims who had made hijrat, the Muhajireen. And by this association and helping of the Ansar and the Muhajireen, Allah made Medina Sharif the place from where Islam spread in the world. And they lived at a distance from the Masjid and Nabawi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged them to stay where they were because of the great rewards for every step taken while walking to and from the Masjid. Allah give us also the tawfiq to understand that we go to the Masjid and besides think of the great rewards for every step, what great rewards we are getting, and that the rewards will be everlasting in Jannah. While walking to and from the Masjid, one should engage in dhikr. When a person takes now, it will take more time. There is so much more dhikr he can make. He can read so many dhikrs while he's coming to the Masjid. Remove obstacles from the path. While he's walking and he sees something that is an obstacle that will cause harm to somebody, to remove that. Greet people, to make salam. Salam itself is such a great ibadah. And when a person is walking, he will pass by so many people, and then he can make salam to all of them. He will get sawab, those people will also get sawab. And the more salam is spread in the ummah, salam is the guarantee and the message of peace. So much more there will be peace. Unfortunately today, salam is gone almost completely out of the ummah. Because of that, we are all suffering the consequences of depression, worry, anxiety, fights. In the home there isn't peace. Husband and wife, parents and children. If we just make salam more common, we will find that there will be peace everywhere. And as far as our rozi and barakat, rozi is also concerned. As far as our time and health is concerned, if we make salam more, then Allah Ta'ala will bring peaceful condition. But today we shy away from making salam. We don't make salam. We hardly hear. We are living in a Muslim society, but we hardly hear anyone making salam. And if somebody does make salam a bit loudly and clearly, we wonder, what is this now? Well, there's something different now, whereas salam had to be very common. So walking to the Masjid, we get the opportunity of making salam and making salam common as well. and do good deeds to supplement one's rewards. And there are many other good deeds which we can do also. By walking like this, if we, many times, many of us must have noticed, if we reach Haram Sharif, Makkah Sharif, just before in Namaz time, as we are going, perhaps we are in our cars, we're still coming in the taxi, but we see people coming from all sides, they are coming for Namaz. And that is a very beautiful scene. And we don't see it, but like it is seen from above, an aerial view, so to say, that you just see all people flocking to the masjid. In the same way, if we all come walking to the masjid where it is possible, and then from an aerial view, you see at Namaz time, all people are flocking to the masjid. That alone creates a great Islamic environment, which is a guarantee of peace and happiness, security and tranquility. But unfortunately today, we have been deprived of that. So just the walking to the masjid, as Allah Ta'ala says about Hajj also, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا, may announce the command of Hajj, and you will see that people will come walking for Hajj also. Of course, for Hajj people come from different countries, far off places. They will use in our times aeroplanes, etc. In the past, all types of conveyances. But there were those people who used to come walking also. And Allah mentions them first, and that is a praiseworthy thing, that they came, that they come walking for Hajj. That is Hajj, which is so far, the Baytullah. But yeah, our masjid, if we all come walking within the reasonable distance, that is also a beautiful invitation of Islam. People, non-Muslims, should also see that five times a day these people are going, and they are going for namaz, they are going to the masjid. It will be a great da'wah of Islam as well. While walking to and from the masjid, one should engage in the zikr, remove obstacles from the path, greet people, and do good deeds to supplement one's reward. One is encouraged to perform salat in congregation, even if one resides far from the masjid. Like for example, here the Banu Salima, they were quite far, but they were still encouraged to come. As we will read in the next hadith, that a person, the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they said themselves, they used to say, we did not know of anyone who was living more further from the masjid than this person. But yet he would come walking for his namaz. Somebody suggested to him that if you buy a conveyance, an animal, donkey, horse, etc., at night during the heat of the day, it will make it more easy. He said that I prefer my walking, that for every step, how much sawab I get. May Allah also give us that spirit that we try and acquire our reward of akhirat. That is what should be our object of life, to earn our akhirah. And wherever we get an opportunity, that we use that opportunity to make our akhirah. Just like in this world, today unfortunately, like the non-Muslims, our object is also to make more money, to live it up in this world. And whatever we can do to have a more comfortable, pleasant life, we all go out of our way to do that. Whereas it should have been for a mu'min, for the akhirat we should do. And this is also one way that a person can acquire his akhirat, that is to go walking to the masjid. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept us for his true deen, inshallah. Subhanallah.